Life Science Reading, April 1st, 2020. Page 344 to page 348. Section 2, the skeletal system. A construction site is a busy place. After workers have prepared the building's foundation, they begin to assemble thousands of steel pieces into a frame for the building. People watch as the steel pieces are joined to create a rigid frame that climbs toward the sky. By the time the building is finished, however, the building's framework will no longer be visible. Like a building, you also have an inner framework, but it is made up of bones instead of steel. Your framework, or skeleton, is shown in Figure 8. The number of bones in your skeleton depends on your age. A newborn baby has about 275 bones. An adult, however, has about 206 bones. As a baby grows, some of the bones fuse together. For example, as a baby, you had many more individual bones in your skull than you do now. As you grew, some of your bones grew together to form the larger bones of your skull. Next section of the textbook, functions of the skeletal system. Just as a building could not stand without its frame, you would collapse without your skeleton. Your skeleton has five major functions. It provides shape and support, enables you to move, protects your internal organs, produces blood cells, and stores certain materials until your body needs them. One function of the skeleton is to give shape to the body. Humans, fish, frogs, and giraffes all have different shapes because their skeletons have different structures. The structures of an organism's organs and organ systems are related to the functions they perform. For example, the backbone, or vertebral column, has a structure that gives it flexibility. Locate the backbone in Figure 8. If you move your fingers down the center of your back, you can feel the 26 small bones, or vertebrae, singular vertebra, that make up your backbone. Bend forward at the waist and feel the bones adjust as you move. If your backbone were just one bone, you would not be able to bend or twist. Your skeleton also allows you to move. Most of the body's bones are associated with muscles. The muscles pull on the bones to make the body move. Bones also protect many of the organs in your body. For example, your skull protects your brain, and your breastbone and ribs form a protective cage around your heart and lungs. Some bones produce substances that your body needs. You can think of the long bones of your arms and legs as factories that make blood cells. Bones also store substances such as calcium and phosphorus. When the body needs these minerals, the bones release small amounts of them into the blood for use elsewhere. By regulating the release of these minerals, bones help the body maintain stable internal conditions. Next section of the textbook, bones, strong and living. When you think of a skeleton, you may think of the paper cutouts that are used as decorations at Halloween. Many people connect skeletons with death. The ancient Greeks did too. The word skeleton actually comes from a Greek word meaning a dried body. The bones of your skeleton, however, are not dead at all. They are very much alive. Next section, bone strength. Your bones are both strong and lightweight. Their structure enables bones to absorb more force without breaking than concrete or even granite rock. Yet bones are much lighter than these materials. In fact, only about 20% of an average adult's body weight is bone. Have you ever heard the phrase, as hard as a rock? Hardness is a physical property of rock. Most rock is hard because it is made up of minerals. Bones are hard because they contain two substances found in minerals, phosphorus and calcium. Next section, bone growth. Bones also contain cells and tissues such as blood and nerves. And because your bone cells are alive, they form new bone tissue as you grow. But even after you are grown, bone tissue continues to form within your bones. For example, every time you play soccer or basketball, your bones absorb the force of your weight. They respond by making new bone tissue. Sometimes new bone tissue forms after an accident. If you break a bone, for example, new bone tissue forms to fill the gap between the broken ends of the bone. This repair process helps restore and maintain the stability of the skeletal system. Next section of the textbook, the structure of bones. The femur, or thigh bone, which is shown in figure 9, connects the pelvic bones to the lower leg bones. Notice that a thin, tough membrane covers all of the bone except the ends. Blood vessels and nerves enter and leave the bone through the membrane. Beneath the membrane is a layer of compact bone, which is dense, but not solid. Small canals run through the compact bone. These canals carry blood vessels and nerves from the bone surface to the living cells within the bone. Just inside the compact bone is a layer of spongy bone. Spongy bone is also found at the ends of the bone. Although spongy bone has many small spaces like a sponge, it is hard, like all bones. This structure functions to make spongy bone lightweight but strong. The spaces in bone contain a soft connective tissue called marrow. There are two types of marrow, red and yellow. Red bone marrow produces the body's blood cells. As a child, most of your bones contained red bone marrow. As a teenager, only the ends of your femur, skull, hip bones, and sternum, breastbone, contain red marrow. Your other bones contain yellow marrow. This marrow stores fat, which serves as an energy reserve. Next section of the textbook, how bones form. Try this activity. Move the tip of your nose from side to side between your fingers. Notice that the tip of your nose is not stiff. That is because it contains cartilage. Cartilage is a connective tissue that is more flexible than bone. As an infant, much of your skeleton was cartilage. Over time, most of the cartilage has been replaced with hard bone tissue. The replacement of cartilage by bone tissue usually is complete by the time you stop growing. But not all of your body's cartilage is replaced by bone. Even in adulthood, cartilage covers the ends of many bones. For example, in the knee, cartilage acts like a cushion that keeps your femur from rubbing against the bones of your lower leg.